Welcome to Night Lights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be having an audio party of jazz and spoken word pieces. It's the New Year's Eve Jam, coming up on this edition of Night Lights.
Here's a combo that'll make your nerves break step. It's Slim Gaylord and the Mellow Reese's.
Glad to see you, Pops. Glad to see you.
Say, Slim, who is this fella Mac Voodoo you're always talking about?
Oh, he's the only man in the world who plays strictly by nose.
What does he do?
He smells.
Well, let's dedicate this number to Mac Voodoo. MacVood is the name of this tune. Knock it off, maestro.
Vout Orini, MacVooty, Vout Orini, MacSooty, Vout Orini, MacVooty. Vout Orini, MacVooty, Vout Orini, MacSooty, Vout Orini, MacSooty. There's a riff that you should know. When you fall out on the floor, you take a little dip right to the side. You don't know well, you're flying high. Vout Orini, Max Duty, Vout Orini, Max Duty, Vout Orini, Max Duty.
Then you riff and you dove and fly. You
Zip that down, just old desire. This is that favorite rip. Bop, oh, really? Mac Booty, bop, oh, really? Mac Scooty, bop, oh, really? Mac Scooty.
Slim Gaylor doing Vautorini McVooty from the CD, The Legendary McVooty. Slim back there by Tiny Bam Brown on bass and vocals, Leo Watson on drums and vocals, Carl George on trumpet, Lem Davis on alto sax, Vic Dickinson on trombone, and Fletcher Smith on piano. David Brent Johnson here with you on New Year's Eve, and we'll be playing a variety of jazz and spoken word recordings here in our virtual radio nightclub. Charlie Parker, Ken Nordine, Lenny Bruce, Harry the Hipster Gibson, Illinois Jaquette, and June Christie all on tap for you as we usher in the coming year. We'll start off with guitarist, singer, and all-around master of jive Slim Gaylord's heartfelt paean to that busiest of employees on New Year's Eve, the bartender's Just Like a Mother on Nightlights.
Bartender just like a mother, with his apron so clean and white. For he tries to make everyone happy, and he never looks for a fight. Whenever I'm sad and lonesome, he'll always get me to smile. Oh, the bartender just like a mother to me, and I'm his favorite child. Oh, the bartender's just like a mother, and I know he's man's best friend, 'cause he passes the pretzels and peanuts to the guide along on the end. Whenever my wife comes hunting, he says I haven't been in. Oh, the bartender just like a mother to me, and I'm his favorite kin.
To meet Shorty Pedestine, who is one of the up-and-coming jazz French trumpeters, do they call him, Oscar?
No, man, I blow French horn.
Would you get a little, just a...
Yeah, I blow French horn.
Get a little closer to the microphone.
Yeah.
A little closer, Oscar.
French horn, man.
Uh-huh. French horn.
Yeah.
And what do they call you, a French hornist?
Well, you know, like I blow horn, man.
Would you speak up a little bit, Oscar?
I blow horn, man.
Yeah. Fine. And tell me, how do you like Dixieland, Oscar?
Well, I mean, you know.
Well, what about, would you say, Tchaikovsky?
Yeah, man. He grows up. I mean, you know.
Uh-huh.
I dig more like, you know, Bartok scene or Shostakovich or some bit like that, man, because, I mean, I'm more swinging. You know?
Well, how would you compare the kind of music you play with... How would you compare that with art? You know, what kind of art,
man,
artistic...
Well, like, I think art blows the most. I mean, he came with a band about 3 years ago, man, Dig, and, like, he was a real, small-town cat, and, I mean, he was swinging, man, but he was a small-town cat.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, he started to blow with us, and it was a real nut, you know?
Yeah, And who are you appearing with currently now here in San Francisco?
Well, man, I'm on the show with Stan, you know.
Stan.
My combo, and we're blowing with on the same stand with Stan. Man.
Uh-huh, and how are the crowds receiving you down there?
Yeah, man.
They like it.
Well, I mean, they come, man.
Step a little closer to the
microphone. They come, man.
A little louder, please.
Yeah, well...
We want the audience to hear everything you have to say.
Cool, yeah.
See, that's a mighty good drum, what do you call that, riff?
Well, you know, go on, man.
Now, what are your plans for the future, Osk?
Man, I'm here, and I mean, I've met a swinging group here. I like Frisco the most, man, because, I mean, the town jumps, you know? I mean, there are a lot of scenes, man, and so, I mean, it's like that, you know?
Uh-huh. What would you advise a young artist, a young musician to do? Would you advise him to get an academic education strive immediately for self-expression?
Well, man, I mean, I'm a musician, Dig, and I mean, to me, the most important thing is, like, you should blow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, I tried to make it at Juilliard, man, and... it's a real bad scene, you know, man? I mean, it's a bad scene,
Bad scene?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's not, you know, like nothing's happening, you know? I
mean,
the cats don't blow, no.
They don't have any classes up there?
Nothing, no, man, nothing's happening, no, man.
Well, I was assured that there was something happening up there in Juilliard.
Well,
they have classes.
Yeah, I mean, like, sure, they have classes, man, but I mean...
They have some very fine professors, music
well,
professors.
Well, yeah, but they're too far out, man. They're on this Schoenberg bit and job like that, and I mean, it doesn't swing, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, if a cat wants to blow, and he wants to blow, and then he's got to have a scene where he
can
blow. And,
yes, well, that would apply. That would apply to the artists that are playing horns and wind instruments. So they would have to blow. What about those who, for example, are playing string instruments? Or would you say that? How's the picture there?
Well, I mean, it's pretty much all the same, man. A blow is like an instrument, you know.
Blow is like an instrument. Uh-huh. Well, perhaps there's some verbal communication that we don't seem to be getting across. How do you say blow is like an instrument?
Don't hang me, you know? I mean, like, I didn't want to fall up here in the first place, man. I mean, this is a big bug because, I mean, the manager of the band,
well,
man. I mean,
all right.
I can't take it, man. Take it easy,
so
much. I mean, freeze,
look,
you know?
Osk, okay, thanks. You just go over there and sit down with Pops, and we'll listen to the music.
Thank you.
Charlie Parker doing Parker's Mood, which would become a hit for King Pleasure when it had lyrics added to it a couple of years later. That coming off Charlie Parker Memorial Volume 2 on Savoy, from a session that included John Lewis on piano, Curly Russell on bass, Max Roach on drums, Miles Davis on trumpet. And before that, we heard the Shorty Petterstein interview from Lenny Bruce Originals, Volume 1. Even though that's often been put out on records under Lenny Bruce's name, it was actually done by Henry Jacobs and Woodrow Leifer. Jacobs was a West Coast producer, composer, radio host, and a friend and collaborator of the philosopher Alan Watts. And his 1950s Berkeley radio show often featured sound collages and mock interviews, such as the Shorty Petterstein piece. We also heard Slim Gaylor doing The Bartender's Just Like a Mother, backed by Dodo Marmarosa on piano and Tiny Bam Brown on bass and vocals, from the album Laughing in Rhythm, Best of the Verve Years. Around the time that Henry Jacobs was hosting his radio show on the West Coast, radio announcer Ken Nordine was in Chicago, telling stories and reciting poetry with improvisational jazz backing. That would eventually lead to Nordine's albums of word jazz, surrealistic meditations backed by jazz groups, done for the Dot label in the late 1950s. The jazz groups on the Dot recordings were often led by cellist Fred Katz or pianist Dick Marx, who was the father of the future pop singer Richard Marx. A new collection of the recordings that Nordine did for Dot has just come out, and we're going to hear a couple of his pieces. Right now, here's a business notion from Mr. Nordine that somehow seems appropriate for the show at hand.
I'm always trying to figure out ways to make money. Money's a pretty big thing in our society. Gotta have it. But I've had trouble making it. For example, the idea I worked on pretty hard was this picture window thing. I figured if I could get myself some salesmen and go out in the suburbs, where they have lots of picture windows, we could really make a killing. See, we're going to sell two windows, and inside would be some sand and ants. And you'd have a picture window ant colony. And then part of the thing would be a sign in neon outside, flashing off and on at night, saying, "Oh, don't bug me," or "Why aren't you working?" Or "It's better than television." You know, little sayings that we could have. But I couldn't get any salesmen interested, and it fell apart. So I figure the next idea that I have is just gonna go, because it's much simpler. It's a bury-it-yourself time capsule. See, I'm gonna sell this in drugstores and places like that. Not in airports, but in places where they'd be interested. And it'd have a scroll inside of it with blank spots. It would say, "My name was," and then blank, "and I lived at," and then blank, "and I used to do blank for a living, and I used to believe in," and then blank. And we'd have this thing, and people would fill it in, and it would sell for 98 cents, and then they'd go out in their backyard or out in the meadow and dig a hole and bury it. And then 2,000 years from now, with soil erosion, all these little time capsules would be sticking their little heads up, and Margaret Mead's progeny would be coming around, picking them up, opening them, and they'd know all about us. Like, it might have something. Why should only banks and great big buildings have time capsules? Now, if you're interested, get in touch with me, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
organist Big John Patton doing Hot Sauce from his Blue Note album Blue John, recorded in 1963, written by George Braith, who played Stritch on that piece, Tommy Turrentine on trumpet, Grant Green on guitar, and Ben Dixon on drums. Before that, we heard Ken Nordine with Bury It Yourself Time Capsules from the Best of Word Jazz, Volume 1. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to the New Year's Eve Jam on Nightlights. We're playing a variety of jazz and spoken word pieces on this New Year's Eve Jam edition of Nightlights. Harry the Hipster Gibson, Gregory Corso, and June Christie are some of the artists coming up in this second half of the show. Decades after comedian Lenny Bruce's death at the age of 40 in 1966, the most simple thing that one might be able to say about his life and legacy is that some of his material is still considered too strong to be broadcast. Here's Bruce in 1960 lamenting a TV network's decision to axe one of his segments from the Steve Allen Show.
Oh, let me tell you about the Steve Allen Show. First, Steve Allen, I want to tell you about him. Of all the comedians that I've ever met, he is the most literate. Second, he's the most moral comic I ever met. Guy is very conscious of societal problems and interested in them. Not only talks about it, but does things about it. So he's a good man, a good person, without being saccharine and old showbiz. I really dig him for that. I did the show twice. I was a little bugged with the show because of continuity. Censors. If I do a show, if I work for an hour here, out of the hour, I'll do maybe, although I create everything myself and everything I tell you and make you laugh without creating on the stage, of the hour, I will ad-lib 4 minutes tops. Sometimes very fertile, about 10 minutes, but that's a good night. Usually about 4 minutes, top, free form. But for me ever to have to come out and open with the same word every night and finish with the same word and do the same bits in each show in order, then I don't feel like a comic at all. And you got to do this on television, and it's a bug for me. They sat me down there, and they all sat there, 15 guys, and I'm doing the bits. Steve Allen's got a very hip sense of humor, and he cracks up at everything I'm doing. Producer Bill Harback is hip, but he's got a little more to lose. So he gives these kind of laughs, like, ha, ha, gee, yeah. Now I went into a bit they didn't let me do on the Allen Show. I have a tattoo. It's really, it's not a cockamamie or anything, it doesn't rub off. Because of this tattoo, I never can be buried in a Jewish cemetery. That's the Orthodox scene. You have to go out of the world the way you came in. No marks, no changes, which certainly disobeys the rabbi philosophy. I don't know where that swings. I got back from Malta, so I'm over my aunt's house in Jamaica, Long Island. I'm in the kitchen, I'm washing with a Roki soap. She pins the tattoo. So she looks and she flips. She goes, ah! Ah! It's a real Jewish seagull, you see. Look at you then. You ruin your arm. You can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery. I said, Mima, what are you nudging me? They'll cut this off, they'll bury this in a Gentile cemetery. All right? Okay. Now, the guy says to me, you can't do that joke. Why not? He says, well, it's definitely offensive to the Jewish people. I says, and you're out of your nut, man. He says, no, that's it. Son, any time we get any satires, any ethnic groups, there's a lot of mail and you can't do the joke. I said, well, screw it. I'm not going to do the show, man. That's all. So there he goes, ha, 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 ha. That's the first defense with me all the time. Like, ha, ha, He's a nut, right?
Oh, no, don't be a baby.
Be a man, sell out. I don't make any bones about the fact that sometimes I'm irreverent and sometimes I allow myself, this is a rationalization, the same poetic license as Tennessee Williams or Shakespeare. If I want to, if it's, in other words, I'll never use four-letter words for shock value, for laugh, but if it fits the character, then I want to swing with it and say it. Naturally, I know I can't do this on television, but here I'm not making any scatological references. I'm just doing a true kind of bit. So now, I'm really getting hot with a guy. You're not going to do the joke, and yes, and don't tell us, and blah, blah. Well, listen, we'll talk. We'll have a meeting. He says, you can't, don't know meeting. This guy's really putting zingers in. This one guy, I really hate him. He's got a Bank of America holiday, you know. And he said, you can't, it's offensive to the Jewish people. Now they argue for about an hour. They keep me in the corner. I'm like the leper with a bell on my neck waiting. The guy comes back. He says, we talked it all over, Lenny. You know, it's definitely offensive to the Gentile people, too. Oh, yeah? And how do you figure that? He says, well, what you're saying in essence is that the Gentiles don't care what they bury.
Mrs. Murphy couldn't sleep. Her nerves were slightly off the beat. Until she saw her problem with a can of Ovaltine. She drank a cupful most every night, and ooh, how she would dream. Until something rough got in the stuff and made her neighbor scream. Ow! Who put the bands of dream in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? She was ashamed, don't know who's to blame, 'cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't that. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She never ever wants to go to sleep. She said that everything is solid all real. Now Mr. Murphy don't know what it's all about, 'cause she went and threw the old man out. Clout, who put Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Now she wants to swing the Highland Fling. Says that Benzedrine's the thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, Gibson. This is the second chorus, you know. Name this chorus is called Who Put the Nemutals in Mr. Murphy's Overalls? Bought a can of Ovaltine most every week or so, and she always kept an extra can on hand just in case that she'd run low. She never been so happy since she left old Ireland, till someone prowled her pantry sure and tampered with her can. Wham! Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Sure was a shame, but who's to blame? 'Cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't there. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She stays up nights making all the rounds. They say she lost about 69 pounds. Now Mr. Murphy claims she's getting awful thin, and all she says is, give me some skin. Mop, who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Now she wants to swing the Highland Fling. She says the Benzedrine's a thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, Gibby.
Harry the Hipster Gibson doing his epic number, Who Put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine, recorded in 1946. Gibson on piano and vocals, backed by Zuddy Singleton on drums, Slim Gaylord on guitar, and Tiny Bam Brown on bass from the CD Boogie Woogie in Blue on Musicraft. Before that, we heard Lenny Bruce in 1959, San Francisco Nightclub, doing the Steve Allen Show segment from the Lenny Bruce Originals, Volume 2. More late-night jazz-backed meditations now from Word Jazz Maestro Ken Nordine, along with poetry from Gregory Corso and Illinois Jacquet's rendition of On a Clear Day You Can See Forever on Nightlights.
I want you to know you're getting better. I don't care what everyone's been saying. You're getting better. They're the ones who've been getting worse. And they don't like what you've been doing, understandably. Do you think they can watch you strip yourself of one unnecessary thing after another, day by day becoming more, so to speak, naked, more free, and not feel the way they do? Of course not. It's painful to get rid of things you don't need, and they know it. They wouldn't be saying what they've been saying if they didn't want you to stop. They want you to be the way they are, and to stay that way. You think they can stand to see you not doing what they're doing? Why do you think you're being investigated right now? Why do you think you're under maximum security? You know the answer, I don't have to tell you. They're afraid of you. It's that simple. They're afraid of you because you're becoming less and less like them. I'll tell you what's happening to you. You're coming closer and closer to the far away, closer to the unknown. Do you think they like that? Not on your life. So don't get nervous and start asking for help. That's exactly what they want you to do. Make it on your own, the way you've been doing. And remember, you're getting better. Excuse me, now I have to go. I'll just dissolve right here in front of you. See you. See you. See you. See you.
In the fleeting hand of time, on the steps of the bright madhouse, I hear the bearded bell shaking down the wood lawn, the final knell of my world. I climb and enter a fiery gathering of knights. They, unaware of my presence, lay forth sheepskin plans, and with mail-coated fingers trace my arrival. Back, 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 when on the black steps of Nero Lyre Rome I stood, in my arms the wailing philosopher, the final call of mad history. Now my presence is known, my arrival marked by illuminated stains. The great windows of paradise open, down to radiant dust fall the curtains of past time. In fly flocks of multicolored birds, light, winged light, oh the wonder of light. Time takes me by the hand. Born March 26, 1930, I am led 100 miles per hour over the vast market of choice. What to choose? What to choose? Oh, when I leave my orange room of myth, no chance to lock away my toys of Zeus. I choose the room of Bleecker Street. A baby mother stuffs my mouth with a pale Calabrian breast. I suck, I struggle, I cry. O Olympian mother, unfamiliar this breast to me. Snows, decade of icy asphalt-doomed horses, weak dreams, dark corridors of PS-42, roofs, rat-throated pigeons, led 100 miles per hour over these all-too-real mafia streets. Profanely I shed my Hermian wings. O time, be merciful. Throw me beneath your humanity of cars. Feed me to giant gray skyscrapers. Exhaust my heart to your bridges. I discard my lyre of Orphic futility. And for such betrayal I climb these bright mad steps, and enter this room of paradisical light, ephemeral. Time, A long, long dog, having chased its orbited tail, comes grab my hand and leads me into conditional life.
tenor saxophonist Illinois Jacquet doing On a Clear Day You Can See Forever, recorded in March of 1966 at Lenny's on the Turnpike in West Peabody, Massachusetts. Illinois Jacquet backed there by Milt Buckner on organ and Alan Dawson on drums, from the Chess CD Illinois Flies Again. Before that, we heard the poet Gregory Corso doing In the Fleeting Hand of Time from the fantasy collection Howls, Raps, and Roars. And we started off with Ken Nordine doing his jazz monologue You're Getting Better from the Best of Word Jazz Volume 1. We'll close out with a couple of songs, one for the past year and one for the year to come. Here's June Christie and Sorry to See You Go on Nightlights.
Midnight will sound and we'll all gather round the new little year of the day. But dear old year, before you go, here's something you ought to know. Though your back is bent and your beard is gray, you're a year well spent, and I'd like to say you put on a first-class show, and I'm sorry to see you go. You brought trouble, taught me to handle it, thanks for the lesson. You brought romance, oh what a scandal it caused when it all fell through. You brought worry, taught me to laugh at it, now I'm confessing that my whole approach is new. After a year like you, so we'll share a toast from the loving cup. Here's to you grown old and to me grown up. There's nothing left up your sleeve, but I'm sorry to see you leave. Be part of this midnight show. Just between old you and me and that kid with his year to grow. I'm sorry, really sorry to see you go. 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 Sorry to see you go.
Hello.
Hello.
Mr. New Year. Hello. Oh, yes. We welcome you here. We'll wipe our tears of yesterday, for a new year has come our way. It's true, Mr. New Year, it's true. The love we see through you will fill our imagination and give us inspiration. This is the reason why we make resolutions, and this is the season to give more contributions. Hello, Mr. New Year, hello. Oh, yes, we welcome you here. We'll wipe our tears on yesterday, for a new year has come our way. This is the reason why we make resolutions, and this is the season to give more contributions. Hello, Mr. New Year, hello. Oh, yes, we welcome you here. We'll wipe our tears on yesterday, for a new year has come our way.
Cool Breezer is a 1957 recording of Hello, Mr. New Year from the CD Hipster's Holiday, vocal jazz and R&B classics. Before that, we heard June Christie with Sorry to See You Go from Christmas Cocktails, Part 3. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar in Bloomington, Indiana. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at www.nightlights.indiana.edu. Nightlights is engineered by John Shelton and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the year ahead.